Next up, we've got a little discussion about Sallie Mae.
Yeah, Sallie Mae was about to be the most popular girl at the student loan dance until she got a big zit. And her prom date tried to say, let's just be friends. Sallie Mae is a nickname for the Student Loan Marketing Association, a federally sponsored but publicly traded corporation that buys student loans and then sells them to investors. It holds about 23% of all student loans. Well, just as Sallie Mae was about to go entirely private, we'll get to why in just a moment, and seal a $25 billion buyout deal, everything came to a grinding halt when the potential buyer didn't like the fact that Sallie Mae lost $344 million in the last quarter. Now that everybody's headed to court, and if I've lost you, don't worry. It's hard to work up a passion about this one. So let's throw this into the Make Me Care hopper, the BPP regular feature about those news stories you just can't get that excited about. Here to take on the BPP challenge is Anya Kamenetz. She writes a column called Generation Debt for Yahoo Finance. Good morning, Anya.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let me get a little bit of background before we put you to the test. If Sallie Mae is offering federally subsidized loans, how can they be in the for-profit sector?
Well, that is actually the $153 billion question. The point of it is, so Sallie Mae's mission has actually changed quite a lot since it was founded in 1972 by Nixon. In 2004, it became a fully private corporation, so it actually severed all ties with the government. It's found that it could make a lot more profits if it originated its own loans as well as selling the loans. And it makes private student loans as well. Those are the non-federally subsidized student loans, the alternative loans.
Okay.
So it's extremely profitable company. Its profits, the majority of its profits, do come from these federal student loans, where not only is their margin on the loan, so the percentage that they make on the loan, that's guaranteed, also their risk is guaranteed. So if you have a loan that you can't pay back and you default on the loan, the federal government pays Sallie Mae 98% of the money that it lent out. So
okay,
it's got a huge guarantee.
I'm going to stop you right there so we don't run out of time. I want to put a minute on the Make Me Care clock. All right,
okay.
You've got
yep.
60 seconds to make me care about Sallie Mae and its current status. Go on.
All right. So Sallie Mae was going to be taken over in a private equity deal. And the question you have to ask yourself, whether you're a student or a taxpayer, is why is it that student loans should be a corporate cash cow? Why should they be a $25 billion prize for some bankers on Wall Street when the only reason that it exists is to lend money to students? Now, you've got a situation where all three Democratic presidential candidates have come out in favor of completely eliminating this financial sector. Student lenders would not exist. Student loans would be completely handled by the federal government, and it would be a lot cheaper for taxpayers. The benefits would be better for students. Anything that happens that damages Sallie Mae's business fortunes, I think, essentially is going to be good news for students.
All right.
You didn't even need the entire 60 seconds.
You had 13 seconds left. Okay, let's just put the clock in there because it's kind of fun to listen.
We have a lot of clock fans, you know.
The clock ticking at this point. So in the end, what's going to happen with this company that was going to buy Sallie Mae?
Well, the company that's going to buy Sallie Mae is backing off because Bush signed a bill that is cutting $20 billion of subsidies to this entire sector. So out of that 98% guarantee, you know, some of that money is going to come back. It's only a tiny subsidy cut, though, when you look at the entire big picture. So what this company, what J.C. Flowers and J.P. Morgan said is, hey, you know, this business might not be as safe as we thought it was going to be because the money's coming out. Even Bush is agreeing to cut some of those subsidies. And so, therefore, you know, if you're looking at a business that its entire existence is owed to federal subsidies, when Congress's point of view changes and when the presidential candidate's point of view changes, then that business doesn't look as safe anymore.
Anya Kamenetz, she writes a column, Generation Debt, for Yahoo Finance. Thanks for walking us through Sallie Mae, Anya.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anya, an original guest on the show when we were just a tiny website somewhere in npr.org. Thanks, Anya.